Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. You know, many people find it hard and difficult to be happy for the good fortune of other people. What will motivate them to work on this trait? And the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary to Proverbs, says the following. Envy causes tremendous, tremendous pain. What is envy? You hear about the success of another person, and you feel bad about it. But if a person feels good for the good fortune of others, a person rejoices and celebrates with the good fortune of other people, it enhances their whole life. Because when you sincerely wished for the welfare of others, you're going to give them heartfelt blessings. And in the process of making other people feel good, you yourself live a good life. Wouldn't it be wonderful to live a life of accomplishment, of success, of joyful occasions? Well, Burr says, well, we're limited. You know, we're limited in how much success we can have, how much joy we can have, how much celebration we can have. And there's a way to have unlimited celebration. And that is feel joy for the joy of others. So whenever you hear about anybody or you meet somebody tell you about good fortune, I'm so happy for you. Now, some people say that's so far from them. That is so opposite of what they usually feel. But look what happens. If you keep feeling bad for the good fortune of others, you're going to be feeling bad a lot of times. Oh, this person's more successful. This person accomplished this. This thing is going good for that person. I feel bad. That's an awful way to go live life. You're creating pain for yourself. People want to feel joy. That's why people go to movies. That's why people watch plays. People watch television because they want to celebrate for the good fortune of others. People like sports games because they're rooting for some team. They want some team to win, and then they celebrate when the team wins. And then when you build up that ability to feel joy for the joy of others, what's going through your mind? Because all happiness is in the mind. Our joy is created in our mind, which are the thoughts that we think. So thinking the thoughts of joy for the joy of others, that's really fantastic. So how do we master a skill like the Rambam tells us, practicing over and over again? Say, like now, I am joyful for the good fortune of everyone. I am joyful for the good fortune of everyone. And every time you hear somebody having good fortune, say, I am joyful for their joy. Now, what happens when you keep repeating that? It builds up your consciousness. And if you're aware, let's say a person becomes aware of, you know what, I'm not so joyful this moment, but just get in touch with that. There's a principle with distressful emotions. Don't resist and it won't persist. Be honest with yourself. Oh, I don't feel that good about this person's success. Then say, release it. I will now release it. I will now release it. I'll now let those feelings go. And you can even a little prayer. God, give me the ability to be joyful for all of your children's good fortune. And then you're going to create that more and more. And you realize, ultimately, that's what you want in life. You want to be happy. You want to be joyful. And this is a great opportunity. This gives you so many opportunities for joy. Anytime someone is successful, I am joyful now. I am joyful now. This too gives me joy. And you keep practicing. And when you realize, wow, it's with my mind, with my thoughts, and they're going through my mind, that's how I create the whole quality of my life. So this one tool gives you tremendous success because in practicality, what you'll do yourself, you're limited. Even if you're one of the most successful people on planet Earth, your successes will be limited. If you're joyful for the joy of others, you can be joyful every single day, many times over. Let's see, hear an announcement, engagement announcement. Oh, this couple is so happy. That's fantastic. So every time, if you know the people or don't know the people personally, you just see an engagement announcement. Oh, I'm so happy. These people are happy. You hear that someone has a child. You hear that someone has some good fortune in any way. I'm so happy that this people are celebrating. I'm happy for the joy of another person. And by building up that quality, this is going to enhance your life amazingly. Amazingly. People are going to ask you, how come you're radiating joy all the time? And they say, I am happy for the good fortune of other people. And right this moment, there's someone who is having something good happening in life. I rejoice for that.